We'll take them with open arms, Dermot, because we probably didn't do enough to deserve it, but we got it. And it's been a while in since, you know, you got 3 points without playing well. But look, we need to improve dramatically and quickly to have any hope of getting anything up in Drogheda. But it's still only 3 games gone. You have another, what is it, 20, 27 games, am I right? Maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe it's 3 games out of 27 with 24 to go, you know, like. So I don't think anyone's getting too disappointed or too excited, you know. It's a marathon, and we're just at the starting part of it.
Wexford were dogged. It wasn't the case that they defended in numbers or anything, Ollie, but Harps struggled to break them down.
Absolutely. Wexford are the template all as well since my time and before my time of honesty and endeavour and quality. No, they were missing the likes of Mark Slater and Aaron Dobbs there tonight that add pace on the counter-attack. They're men, and when they attack a ball, they attack a ball, and are very together and very, very committed. And, you know, we knew what we were going into. You know, yeah, they got beaten 8-1 last week. It's the worst time to get Wexford. If they'd won 8-1, it was a better time to get them. We knew we were not hiding to nothing. And to be fair, they're a good side. And with Aaron Dobbs and Mark Slater back, they'll take points off a lot of teams. You know, and possibly including us when we go to Wexford or back up here at the end of the season. They're hugely committed and maybe are an example to ourselves at times. And look, they were always a template. You know, we were nicking and top with them, if that's the correct pronunciation, all the way along, Dermot. You know, in the First Division, in the Premier Division. And here we are back in the First Division along with them again. Nice. So we knew it would be a battle, but at least we battled, Jim.
And the two big moments both came in the second half. One was the sending off of their centre half, and then that goal from Michael O'Connor. So those were the key moments in the game.
Yeah, you know, the sending off, I didn't see it. It was well out in the corner. I think it was the second booking, was it?
No, straight red.
Was it? Okay, I was out. I think Kieran O'Connor went to take a throw in and he interfered with him, but I couldn't see it properly, you know. That gave us a little bit of a foothold in the game when they were down to 10 men. But at the same time, we didn't create a whole lot either with that. No, look, it was a moment of quality for Michael O'Connor, and that's what he can do. But, you know, we probably didn't play well enough to win, and we still did. So we've often been a hell of a lot better here, both in the First Division and the Premier Division, and got nothing. Yeah. So we'll take that, but we need to improve very quickly. You know, look, this is going to take time. I mean, the supporters were getting very, very anxious there at nil all. Like, it's not just tonight. This is going to take a long, long time. But we're a new team, Dermot. I said this at the start. You know, Sam Todd out there, Mark Kyle in the back four, that it's their third start in the League of Ireland in their careers. Like, you know, they have a hell of a lot ahead of them, you know, but we've got to be patient with that. They're going to make mistakes, although to be fair to them, they didn't tonight. But there's going to be days when things don't go their way, and we need to be patient. But the supporters, who are brilliant, and we'll have nothing in this club without them, and indeed us as a management team, you know, as a club in whole, we need to be patient with these young fellas and give them the chance to try and improve. But we do need to improve.
And you go back to Drogheda now on Monday night for this rescheduled game, Ollie. And at this stage now, 3 or 4 games in, you know what Drogheda have to offer. They've shown that they're a quality side.
Yeah, Drogheda are a serious side. They'll be right up there. Like as I said, they put 8 past Wexford in Wexford last Friday. We luckily got 1 past them, and them down to 10 men here at home in Balmathea. Like, so, you know, put the two of them together, you know, yeah, we've a mountain to climb up there. You know, if we play like tonight, we'll get nothing out of it. If we play like we played in Cove with a little bit more quality, well, then we'll make it hard for them. But I think they're probably the template for football at the moment, to be fair to them. And look, Monday is another good time to go to Drogheda. But we're going on Monday, and we'll try and patch things up as best we can.